Good evening, everybody. Welcome. I honestly can't think of a better thing to do than to fellowship with like-minded believers around the Word of God. You know, I've been in the Word for the better part of 35 years, and I often feel like I know so little, and I'm sure in comparison to God's wisdom, we are very infantile in our knowledge of the things of God, but it makes it an exciting journey to learn, and particularly in this family that we're in. My first experience in fellowship was a pretty profound experience. I was invited under false pretenses by a pretty girl in my 20th year of life, and I showed up, and I was really confounded by the overwhelming love that was really contagious in that fellowship. And then secondly, of course, was the manifestations of the Spirit, which was kind of my Genosko moment. That was when I really knew that I knew that God was present in the room. And then really the thing that took to me as a person who likes to talk, and I love talking, and I love communicating, was that they communicated the truth of the Word. And it's a subject that when it's spoken, it just stops everything, and your mind and your heart open. And I think God knew those things about us before he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem our lives, to give his Spirit to us, and open up our hearts and minds to his Word. It fits like a hand in a glove. I don't believe we have any greater calling or responsibility in this life than to speak the truth of God's Word in love and wisdom. And in John chapter 8, Jesus made the statement, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Truth is a pretty interesting word in that it's singular in nature, yet there can be a thousand lies surrounding one truth. And in this life that we're in, we are constantly bombarded with the lies of the adversary. His ways of lies are really woven into the fabric of our society, and almost everything that we do is a very subtle person. But truth, and in and of itself, it shows the power of a single truth, that when it's bombarded with lies and disinformation, truth still has the power to set men and women free. That's a pretty incredible statement in and of itself. The same truth that Jesus spoke about in his life and ministry came to him through a process, a slow and prayerful process. And I can think of many instances in the Word where Jesus was speaking the Word, and there was pause and silence and thoughtful prayer at that time. Jesus knew the great importance of speaking the truth, but not as he saw fit, because, you know, he knew the Word of God. He'd studied the Word. But he knew the great importance of speaking the truth as God revealed it to him. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, we can say that it was God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, but it was also God that worked in Jesus' life to will and to do of his good pleasure. It was that vital relationship that Jesus had with God that produce these wonderful things. Although Jesus had a profound knowledge of the Word, it was really the most effective when it was spoke as God worked in him to will and to do of his good pleasure. And it's pretty interesting that the manifestations, interesting is not a way to describe it. It's powerful when the body of Christ is so in tune with each other, and the manifestations and the song choices and the words that are said and spoken all surround the subject matter that God has in mind for us in this fellowship. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I think it's verse 16 and 17, I could say the devil's alive and well and living in my printer, because I had to rewrite my teaching on a piece of paper. I couldn't get it to print, so I apologize if there's an error in the scripture number here. But 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17, "Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope, comfort you and strengthen you in every everything you do and say. That's a pretty big statement. It's all inclusive. And the truth is that a word spoken as life is in motion can only be of true benefit when it comes from the loving heart and mind of God, the word that we receive by wisdom. Jesus went to the Father in everything, and we should go to the Father in everything. And this is an item that I've challenged myself on over the years, and I found it to be most profound how the Father works in this category. James chapter 1 in verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, and I don't know if anybody's ever thought of this before, but I really believe this is a rhetorical question. I think God has a sense of humor. If any of you lacks wisdom, that's really not a yes or no question. The truth of the matter is we all lack wisdom, godly wisdom. You know, our heart and our inherent tendency is to direct our own lives. You know, the older we get, the smarter we think we are. But God knows exactly what needs to be said. He knows how to divide the joints and marrow to get to the heart of the matter. And all we have to do is ask. So in James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, I'm going to give you one of the renditions from, I'm not sure which Bible this is from, but if any of you lack wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you without rebuke. There is no such thing as a stupid question. You know, sometimes the answer seems so simple. We know what other people need. We can look at their lives. We can say this, that, or the other thing about it. We know that if they hear the word, that things could certainly make sense. But we don't know. The application of that word in love and in wisdom is where the effectiveness of it is. Our ability to walk according to the will of God is not based upon our knowledge of the scriptures or even our willingness to do good, but in fact is rooted in our fellowship with our Heavenly Father by way of the living spirit of Christ in you and Christ in me. And that's evident today in our fellowship this morning. We all got in tune somehow. God orchestrated things, and they're happening right now. And I know that he's making things so that we can walk away and have a richer life. Ephesians 1:17 says, this was Paul's prayer, ask God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight. And this is, once again, I'm thinking about this. This does not come by way of a text or an email or necessarily even the reading of the word in the morning, but it comes as we ask for it, as life is in motion. And it comes that we might grow in the knowledge of God. It's a pretty profound statement. I want to wrap this up in a couple of verses here in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. This is really what the body looks like when it's operating in that wisdom as we're walking and talking to the Father and allowing him to inspire what we say and inspire what we do, whether it's words of love, whether it's words of reproof, whether it's ministering of healing. As this body, Christ being the head of the body, we are members of this living, breathing, spiritual body. We cannot disconnect ourselves from it. We are born of the DNA of our Heavenly Father, and we will always be his children. In Ephesians 4:16, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other part grow. I apologize, I'm choking up a little bit, but so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. And I'm very thankful to share this with you today, and I wanted to end with Psalm 16, and I believe it's verse 1. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to you, Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. I would challenge everyone to walk in these promises of the Father, to ask him for that wisdom, to be able to walk in love, that our lives may be fruitful according to his will and purposes. Thank you.
Wonderful. Would you close with prayer, please?
Yes. Father, thank you this night for just being such a wonderful and awesome God. Thank you for always cracking open the depths of our hearts, Father, and pouring your love in our lives. Thank you, Father, that we can rise above the dark things that tend to surround and bombard us at times and walk in the simple fellowship that you've provided for us in the safety of your care and concern for us. In the power of the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for these things. Amen.